So as promised, today we're going to speak about walking and speed walking and jogging and running on Shabbat. The place to start are some very famous verses in Sefer Yeshayahu. Im toshiv mi Shabbat raglecha, asot chafatzecha biyom kodshi, v'karat la'Shabbat oneg, v'kodesh Hashem mechubad, v'chibadeto me'asot drachecha, v'mtso chefetzecha v'daber davar. This is one of the major sources for creating Shabbat as we have it today. Which, by the way, Yeshayahu Hanavi would have the halacha of being a din drabanan, a rabbinic law. Which meaning, just because he's a Navi, doesn't mean that he's any less than any other rabbi who's ever lived. If thou turn away thy foot because of the Sabbath, what does it mean, turn away thy foot? In Tashiv Mishabat Reglecha, from what? From pursuing thy business on my holy day. By the way, theoretically, can I keep my store open on Shabbat? Theoretically, I could keep my store open on Shabbat. Theoretically, if somebody wants to come in and buy something, gives me money, is that asur on Shabbat? Why? It's muksa. That's a drabanan. On a Torah level, keeping your store open is not really prohibited.
Why? It's doing. I
go through all.
Shabbat is to separate whole.
It is. I know. It is, and go through all 39 melachot. You won't be separating, you won't be plowing, you won't be planting, you won't be... Go through all 39 melachot.
You register, how do
you go through... There are ways of getting around all of those things. But having a store open itself, a little stall in the shuk, if you prefer, is that allowed? And even if you don't want to handle money, you barter. I mean, there are ways of getting around this. Who's the one who said you can't have your store open? That's Yeshayahu Hanavi over here. So it's funny, in Tashuv Mishabet Raglecha, which means, you know, keep your feet away from this, it's a melitza. Your term be called Devar Acher.
You're right.
So therefore the Jewish store isn't open, right? So that, no, there are ways of getting around it. But I'm saying, who's the one who said that you need a way to get around it? Who's the one who said you can't have your store open? So that is Yeshayahu. Right, and therefore, and the end of the verse says, "Mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber davar," not pursuing your business or speaking thereof, which means here's the source as well that you shouldn't be speaking about business things on Shabbat. Again, what is rabbinic law? Rabbinic law comes in where there is a letter of the law and the spirit of the law, and it's certainly you were correct that the idea of Shabbat is sanctifying and for God and so on and so forth. The letter of the law doesn't necessarily tell you have to keep your store closed. So you need the rabbis to come in and create dinei drabanan, rabbinic laws, so that the letter of the law and the spirit of the law are going to match. But those are going to be rabbinic laws. But anyway, this is the source really to keep your stores closed and not do business on Shabbat and so on and so forth, even if you can find a way of doing it. Okay. It's not like Drabanan.
It's
right. Right. You're not from California. You can't throw like in every sentence. Okay.
Okay.
Source number two is a Gemara in Shabbat. Ela shelo yehiluchacha shel Shabbat kiluchacha shel chol. Maihi. We already said it in a previous line in the Gemara that the way you walk on Shabbat is not the way that you should walk during the week or... Well, the other way around. It says, what does this mean? Ki hada amar Rav Huna, amar Rav, va'amri le, amar Rav Abba, amar Rav Huna, ha'ya mahalech b'Shabbat, u'paga ba'amat hamayim. You're walking on Shabbat, and you get to a place where there's a stream. Im yachol laniach et raglo rishona kodem shetakar shnia mutar. That's a very interesting definition. Very interesting definition. What's the difference between running and walking? Walking, there's always one foot on the ground. Running, you can have neither feet on the ground at the same time. Okay, now you know your definition. This is true also in terms of Olympic sports. There is walking in the Olympics. There is speed walking. And the definition is that you always need one foot on the ground. Running is when you will move your feet very quickly, but there will be yeah, or even less than a shnia, a split second when a foot is not on the ground. Okay, now you want, now if you ever want to know what it is that you were doing, if a foot's on the ground, you're walking. If there was a time that no foot was on the ground, you were running.
But
jumping as well. So over here, he says that if you get to this stream and you want to go over the stream, how can you do it only if one foot is on the ground? Okay. Mutar v'im lav asur. Well, we skipped a little bit in the Gemara. Kedaboy minir Rebbe mi Rebbe Yishmol b'Rebbe Yosi. Mahu l'fsoa psi agasa b'Shabbat. He asked, are you allowed to take really large steps on Shabbat? Amur lo v'chi b'chol mihutra. During the week, you're allowed to do this. Shani omer psi agasa notelet echa mi chamesh mot mimor enav shel adam. That running is very bad for you. So he says that running is not really good for you during the week. It's not really good for you on Shabbat. But it's interesting because is it really asur or not asur? So it's not good for you. So maybe it's asur. But that's which means yes. So let's look at another Gemara then. Well,
no, it's
not. Yeah, running is not healthy for you. Walking is healthy. It's impact. It's the impact is too high. It's not good for you. Good. The point of this Gemara, good, is it plays with this idea of certain types of movement, jumping, running, and did it really get to a conclusion? It's not so simple. So let's move on to another source. Source number three, Gemara in Brachot. When you leave shul, don't run. Don't take great strides, meaning don't run out of shul. That's only talking about leaving shul. On the way to shul, it's a mitzvah to run. L'rahet is to run. Shenemar, nir defa l'dat et Hashem. Amar Reb Zera, originally, when I would see rabbis running in order to get to the lecture, to learning on Shabbat, amine, I would say, these rabbis are being mechalel Shabbat on the, as they're running. But once I heard this teaching, a person should run for some, to hear a dvar halacha, even on Shabbat, shenemar acharei Hashem yachu ka'aryeh yishag. Ani nami urhetuna. Once I heard that you're allowed to run for a dvar mitzvah, now I also run on Shabbat. So, what do we conclude so far from our sources? Any mitzvah, he says. He says, any mitzvah. So, it doesn't really seem to say that it's forbidden. Rashi, in source number 4, Michaelin Rabban Shapta de Amamar Asur Lufsoa Psiagasa Bishabbat. He quotes the other source, you're not allowed to take long steps on Shabbat. Shenamar, and what verse does he bring? He brings the verse that we started with, Im Tashiv Mishabbat Raglecha. So, what do we have over here? Maximum we would have a rabbinic prohibition, maximum. And the rabbinic prohibition would be based upon the verse in Yeshayahu. The only question which emerges is what exactly are the criteria or the limitations of this? Because we just now saw another Gemara that says that if you're going to shul, you're going to hear a lecture, you're going to do a mitzvah, then you can run on Shabbat. So it doesn't sound like an absolute prohibition. So this is just something we need to tweak. There's another source, primary rabbinic source, which is number 5, which is in the Tosefta. As far as I know, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Ein ratzin b'Shabbat kidei lehit amel. You're not allowed to run on Shabbat in order. Now we have our problem with we have our problem from last week. What lehit amel means? It sounds over here. So does this mean exercise or does this mean in order to sweat? Aval mitayel kidarko ve'einu choshesh v'afilu kol yom kulo. But if a person wants to be mitayel, wants to walk around, that one can certainly do. So over here we see a prohibition on running, but what's the reason? Because of lehit amel, and now we're back into our old problem last week as far as what exactly is lehit amel, and we saw a number of different definitions. The Rambam should not surprise us, because what did the Rambam say was the problem of lehit amel? Was exerting yourself. exerting yourself, but specifically in terms of what? What was his definition? In terms of perspiration. The Rambam writes in source number 3, Va'asur l'rutzu l'daleg b'shabbat sh'ne'amar me'asot rachecha sh'loye hiluchecha shel shabbat hiluchecha shel chol. So he says, you're not allowed to run or jump on Shabbat because it needs to be different than during the week. Okay? Oh, good, good, good. So the Rambam's definition here is what we would normally call uvda d'chol, right? Weekday activities, and that's why it would be prohibited. Source number 7 is what we saw last week. There the Rambam writes where it's underlined, Oshi alech ad she'egia v'yazea, that even walking that will exhaust you and make you perspire is not allowed. But the question is, the Rambam's problem with perspiration is that he understood that this is medicinal, that again, to build up a sweat is something which will help make you healthy. So he sees this as refu'ah. The question over here which would emerge is, what if a person runs because... Well, okay, good. What if a person runs because they like it? What if a person runs... because he's in a hurry. What if a person runs because it's raining? What if a person runs because it's exercise? Now, is exercise refuah? That's going to be a little bit closer. So there's a couple different, you know, as I said, possibilities here. What's interesting is the Rambam ignored the Gemara in Brachot, as far as I can tell. I did not find that the Rambam rules like that Gemara. What the Gemara in Brachot say? But if you're running to shul, then you can run. That I didn't find the Rambam saying. The Rambam, even when it came to walking, and I'm going to throw in the intention here. He didn't say it, but I think that's what he means. Even walking with the intention of perspiring, he says, is not allowed. Although the source, if it is the Tosefta said, you can't run lehit amel, again, whatever that means, either as exercise generically or as exhausting yourself, but you can walk all day. So therefore, if you're walking all day, there's a very good chance you're going to perspire. So therefore, did the Tosefta, which may be the source of the Rambam, did he accept that as the distinction? What's interesting is in source 8 and 9, both the Rif and the Rush, which are the two other beacons of light for the Beit Yosef, for the Mechaber, when he rules Halacha, they both bring that law of Shabbat. Look at 8. U'miu l'merahit l'bei knishta b'shabbat shaper dami. To run to shul is a proper behavior. And the Rush writes, "Number of Tanachim, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, la'olim yirta dam l'dvar mitzvah, filu b'shabbat, not just shul. You're allowed to run to do a mitzvah on Shabbat." So therefore, both the Rif and the Rush do not have an across-the-board prohibition against running. Now, I do want to stress something as we go further. What would the Rif or the Rush say about changing into shorts and putting on a sweatband and putting on your sneakers and running on Shabbat? Is that what they're talking about? They're certainly not talking about that. On the other hand, would they definitely prohibit it? So again, there will be a lot of people who will say, well, of course they prohibit it. You can't, you know, do that on Shabbat. And there's only one problem. You know, do they actually prohibit it? So let's go a little bit further, and here's where it gets interesting. The Kolbo, which is Ashkenaz source, the time of Rashi, Tosfot, more or less, after Rashi, time of Tosfot, the Kolbo writes, Katav Haram, al yedaleg adam va'al yerutz b'shabbat, b'shvil chafatzav laharviach. What does that mean? Right. He says the running you can do is business type running. Now, I want you to tell me where in the world he got that from. Did he get it from the Gemara? Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, that's what the Pasuk said. Which means even we read the verse, we didn't get out of that verse, oh, you can't run. It was even a question there. Is this a, how do you say militza in English? Militza. Is this an idiom? Is this an idiom? Is this a turn of language? Or is this a prohibition of running? You know, it says, don't turn your foot to do business on Shabbat. Okay, which means what was the real point of that verse? Don't do business. So what does he say? Which means don't go running and doing things which will be business-like, where you will be turning a profit. El dvar mitzvah mutar. No, he's talking about running. But to do a mitzvah, You can do it, which means there's really three possibilities here. One possibility is Kodesh, Dvar Mitzvah. The other possibility is Chol, but I want to just leave it as Chol. One is Kodesh, and the other is business. And what's the third possibility? Is neutral. Kodesh, business, neutral. So some people would say the only time it's allowed is if it's Kodesh. He says the only time it's prohibited is if it's business, which then leaves this centerpiece, right? It leaves this middle case. What happens, for example, if it's not Kodesh, but again, for example, you enjoy it. And enjoyment is very significant here, because go back to the verse, just one more second, go back to the verse, what did the verse say? Az titaneg al Hashem. Then you will delight in God. So then I can say, hold it, the purpose of Shabbat is to delight in God, and not to delight in other kinds of things. Or I can say, no, on Shabbat, there's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbat. Now, is Oneg Shabbat objective, or is Oneg Shabbat subjective? Which means, do I decide that Oneg Shabbat is learning on Shabbat, and therefore if somebody doesn't like to learn, make them learn, but they say, I don't like this. So I don't care, you need this. This is Oneg Shabbat, and they'll say, but that could be an absurdity. Or you say, no, each person could decide their Oneg, however they happen to enjoy things, yeah.
Give them a cup of tea or something like that. Is that
100% Dvar Mitzvah. 100% Dvar Mitzvah allowed 100% without any hesitation. Without any hesitation allowed, because that is not chafatzecha. That's not for your own business, for your own concern, or even for your own pleasure. That is Dvar Mitzvah 100% allowed. Okay?
But
if Oneg Shabbat is breaking Shabbat, then it's not Oneg Shabbat.
But if they find something that seems
to... The problem of noise on Shabbat, a noise machine on Shabbat is not allowed. Even if it's on a timer or whatever, a noise machine is not allowed. Anything that makes noise. And this goes back to the Gemara of the Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai.
What about if you're not once, there to hear the noise?
It's like if a tree falls in a forest.
No, she sets the dishwasher to go on at 2 a.m.
No, but one second. That's okay. It's not really, that's really noise. But it's like if a man says something in a forest and his wife isn't here there to hear him, is he still wrong? Right. That's the. Okay. Okay. So we'll need to define noise. We reserve the right to come back to this so we'll see the sources properly. In the meantime, don't put your radios or your music on Shabbat.
I'm joking.
Okay. Let's continue.
People tell me this is my own Shabbat.
Okay. Let's continue and we will come back to that, Belina, there. The Kolbo continues, El Dvar Mitzvah Mutar, V'nira L'Moreinu, and it seems to our master, Ki Bachurim Hamit angim bimirutzatan uvikfitzatan mutar ki enem ratzim laharviach v'chein lirot kol davar shemit angim bo lirot. That means that what about kids who enjoy running? And I want to point something out. Over here, bachurim, what is a bachur? Is a bachur a yeled? I mean, or more importantly, does it sound before bar mitzvah? Absolutely or not necessarily. Bachurim does not, to me, sound absolutely for my mitzvah. And what does he say? He says that kids enjoy running, enjoy jumping, enjoy things like this. They're allowed. Why? This is their oneg. This is an oneg for them. To see this even clearer, let's take a look at the Sefer Mitzvot. What?
So you're allowed to play ball.
A ball itself may be a separate problem, but let's... A ball itself may be a separate problem, but let's continue. Source number 11, Sefer Mitzvot Katan. Litaneg b'Shabbat dechtiv v'koreta l'Shabbat oneg v'chein Ramaz Moshe Rabbeinu b'Torah dechtiv v'asita kom l'achtecha You should look on Shabbat, all my business is done, right? I'm in source 11. That's a halacha. To even look at your fruit trees on Shabbat, to look how the fruits are growing, that's a problem on Shabbat. To walk through your garden and to look at your fruit trees is a problem on Shabbat because of this particular prohibition. If you'd like, I'll go in more detail on that on another time, but that is a problem. Continue. V'chein al yidaleg v'al yarutz b'shvil chafatzav leharviach. One should not be involved in running and jumping. But he says again, leharviach, aval l'dvar mitzvah mutar. V'nirali, now you see where the kolbo got it from, the smak. Ki bachurim hamit angim biritzatam uvkvitzatam mutar she'enem rotzim laharviach v'chein lirot kol davar shemit angim bo lirato. So over here we see among the Rishonim and Ashkenaz a couple of Rishonim which have a very different perspective than the Rambam had. I mean, the Rambam was already telling us not to walk. Remember? The Rambam says you can't walk, again, with the intention of perspiring, because he sees that as refu'ah. They're not talking about refu'ah, they're not concerned about refu'ah, and that's why I'm saying intention is important over here. What if somebody is running? Running because why? They like to run. Kids are running and chasing. They're playing tosfeset. How do you say that in English? Tag. They're playing tag and they're running and they're squealing and they're having a good time and they had their bar mitzvah last week. Do you take them and grab them and stop them and say, you're being mechalel Shabbat? Or you say, no, you're being oneg Shabbat. So over here we found two Rishonim who are telling us, oh, they're being oneg Shabbat by this. What's interesting is the Shlah quotes this in a different context and a different law, which we probably would be wiser not to get into today. But that's the question. I'm going to come back to that. Yeah, I'm going to come back to that in a second. I'll come back to that in a second. And the Shlah over here is talking about being involved in non-Jewish learning or reading or storytelling on Shabbat, which, by the way, would be very analogous to your newspapers. Are you allowed to read a newspaper on Shabbat? And you can say, this is my oneg Shabbat. All week I don't get to read the newspapers. But someone else can say, but what are you talking about? Shabbat is Kodesh Lashem. You should only be learning Torah things. So he writes, V'kasa b'trumat hadeshen, d'lesaper shmuot me'inyonei melachim v'sarim, v'erech mochamot ukiyote b'zeh. What is that?
Politics.
Talking politics, that's newspapers. Right? Ukiyotze bize, and when I say newspapers, I don't mean literally. I mean that would fall in the same category. Im hu mit aneg b'sipurim shari. If you're enjoying yourself by doing this, it's allowed. Kidishari larutz bachurim, and he brings, what's his source for that? That the kids are allowed to run, which means he's late in terms of the Balei Tosfot. He's towards the end, but he is saying, oh, I have a source that you're allowed to do non-kodesh things on Shabbat. Non-Kodesh things, as long as they're not prohibited things, are allowed if you enjoy them. Excuse me? He just says you can. He just said you can read the newspaper. And but by the way, what would you not be allowed to read? The business section. I'm serious. And most likely the advertisements. The advertisements. Or the want to say, or you know, anything that has to do with business or money, you should not be looking at. But anything else within in the paper, you could be looking at. You can't look at the bargains. You cannot look at the bargains. He does say at the end that the Shlah, even though he quotes the Truma Desh, and he says at the end, even though it's allowed, lav mishnat chasidim hui, v'nishmar l'dor v'divrechol kadosh yomar lo. So here you see a religious sensibility saying, yeah, it's allowed, but I still don't like it. It's better not to do it. But again, that's a very big difference from saying that it's not allowed.
When you said before about not walking through your orchard, so it says here, in order to see what it needs, but just to walk through it for your own pleasure?
To walk through is okay. To walk through is okay, but to start paying attention to the fruits and growing on the trees, to the produce growing, that already becomes the problem.
Okay.
Okay?
If you're selling wine, that's okay.
Not only if you're selling, because it becomes work-oriented. Because, I mean, agricultural work is not allowed as well. Yeah, it becomes work-oriented. Again, I'm saying this off the top of my head without preparing it. If you like, we could discuss that in more depth. Source number 13 is the Torah. Ktiv im tashiv mi shabbat raglecha v'dershu chazal shlo yehi luchach shel shabbat ki luchach shel chol, which now we've seen two real different ways of looking at that. Alkein ein l'adam l'rutz b'shabbat k'derech shoseh b'chol. The question now is what that means. Don't run like you do during the week. Avol imratz l'dvar mitzvah k'go on l'beit ha'knesset o'kiyotze b'mutar katov b'sefer ha'mitzvot. That's the smak. Which means they're running to see something which interests them. They're not playing tag now, but they heard that there's something real interesting over there, and they're running to see something, so that also becomes allowed. The Beit Yosef, and now we're getting much closer towards what halacha is. He mentions the prohibition, and then he also brings the smak, the sefer mitzvot, about the kids that are running and enjoy it. So let's take a look now at source 15, the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah larutz kishaholech lebeit ha'kneset, v'chein l'chol devar mitzvah, afilu b'shabbat, she'asur l'fso p'siya gasa. Aval kishayotze beit ha'kneset, asur larutz. So this is his codification of the law that we saw taught in Brachot. You're allowed to run l'divrei mitzvah. This is talking about all people, adults, children, everybody. You're allowed to run the Dvar Mitzvah, including going to shul, help the sick, anything allowed the Dvar Mitzvah. In Hilchot Shabbat, he writes, "Ein la." This is Shin Aleph, Halacha Aleph. "Ein la rutz b'Shabbat elum kein l'Dvar Mitzvah ki go in the Beit Knesset o ki yotze bo." So that we've seen. The Rama adds over here. And then he does this qualification that running could be bad for you in terms of those health considerations. Halacha bet. Bachurim hamit angim b'kfitzatan umirutzatam mutar. V'chein l'rot kol devar shemit angim bo v'chein mutar l'tayel. That is written in the Shulchan Aruch, black and white. What did we just now see? That the law that you're allowed to run because you enjoy it or because you want to see something interesting is allowed.
Bahurim.
What? Bahurim. So now the question is, what is Bahurim? That, right? That becomes a question. Look at the Magen Avraham. Umrutzatam mutar mashma afilu lechadchila. Delo kehabach shenidchak. So there were obviously those who felt that, no, only the Dvar Kodesh, the Bach, was one of them. The Taz, who was his son-in-law, is another one of them, who tried to limit this. The Magen Avraham says, no, as far as I can tell, this is without qualification, this is Oneg Shabbat. So again, how would the Magen Avraham end up ruling? What would he end up saying? That something which is Kodesh is allowed. Something which is for business is not allowed. Right? Even though he doesn't say those words. Something which is neutral, not Kodesh, not business. Well, good, I was about to get to that. It's neither. But there's oneg involved in it. So at that point, it becomes something. It even becomes avodat kodesh. I mean, that's what's so interesting about it. You could stand and watch these kids running outside on Shabbat, and one person can say, oh, look how they're being machalo Shabbat. And someone else can say, oh, look how they're doing oneg Shabbat. Which is true. The Magen Avraham would say, look how they're doing oneg Shabbat. That's, I think, a very interesting perspective. The Mishnah Brura says almost word for word what the Magen Avraham says in Source 18, Mutar afilu l'chadchila, shezo oneg shalahem. Right? Exactly the reasoning, you understood it correctly. Why is it allowed? Because this is oneg Shabbat for them. Therefore, this is allowed. Taz, I told you, he's going to limit it somewhat. What's underlined, Al ma ratz elevadish yagia lo, vize la'on oneg, la'ez devar kigon shiye ta'av l'achila, aval ha'imul va'afilu ha'chi asur va'atam deba'oto shah shiratz ein lo ta'anug lo sharinin le'machmar ha'tanug shimshoch acharkach v'asha'en kein b'kfitza b'chur sheta'anug lo b'shat sharutz v'kofetz. What did the Taz say? You're walking or you're running Because you want to build up an appetite. Eating on Shabbat, unfortunately, is Oneg Shabbat. So he says, so you know yourself, you can eat more effectively, more efficiently,
more quantitatively.
if you walk, right, a little bit, you'll build up an appetite. So the Taz says, oh, you can't do that, because then while you're walking, there is no Oneg. Now, what if you can't walk afterwards? Okay. What if... Now, I want to ask you a question. Does the Taz ring to you as correct or not correct? He's saying there's no Oneg now. Why are you allowed to run? Because there is no Oneg. Is that correct or is it not correct?
It's not correct because it's for the purpose of having Oneg.
But he said right now there's no Oneg. I mean, ever see... I mean, look at runners. None of them are happy. See the looks on their face? I know, I'm kidding.
No,
running, there's also something called runner's euphoria, that after you cause yourself enough pain at some point, there is a euphoria. But tell me, according to what we learned in the Mechaber, is the Taz correct or not correct? So you're forgetting. He's commenting on the first case. The Mechaber brought two cases. Why? Because the Kobo bore two cases, and the Smach bore two cases. What were the two cases? One case was that you're running because you're enjoying it. You're running around and whatever. What was the second case that he brought? You're running to see something. You're running to see something. So if you're running to see something, where is the ta'anug going to be? When you see it. So therefore, that shows me that I am able to run in order to get ta'anug. It doesn't have to be ta'anug at the same second. And I think that that's a proof absolutely against the Taz's contention over here. You like that?
Yes.
Nobody said that. I looked around. No, nobody said that. I just think it's partially against what the Taz is saying. Mishnah Berurah, source 20. Ein larutz b'shabbat. Shenemar v'chavad b'kibadito mi'asot drachev v'dorshu shelo yehi luchach b'shabbat ki luchach b'chol. You see, even though the Mechaber didn't mention the business part over here, the Mishnah Berurah did throw that back into it. From 500th of the light of your eyes. That it becomes a secular endeavor. Okay, this point about going to see something, the Magen Avraham, yes. Right.
And you can relax and not think about the business.
I can assure you that there are people. I mean, can you imagine? You know, 2 years ago, as the financial crisis was taking place, and all the Jewish stockbrokers and investment bankers and so on, Friday at 4:30, okay, they stopped. The world is collapsing around them. They stopped. So you're right. It would be wonderful if they're able to just separate themselves completely. But I think a great deal of them had an incredible amount of anxiety, and every minute of the day they think, okay, what's going on? Shabbos morning and shul. The person who is able to divorce themselves from all, you know, worldly endeavors on Shabbat is very fortunate, but it may actually have to do with the business that you're in. Could be that some businesses lend themselves, you know, to it. Yeah, that's not.
No.
Yeah, it's learning. That's okay. Let's continue. The Magen Avraham says something surprising, which is also not our topic today, and the Taz will take him to task for this. V'chein l'ra'ot, you can see something. Perish afilu afalpisha asur l'ra'ot dikanot, k'ma shekatav shin zayin, nikol makom, im hariya oneg lo mutar l'ra'ot, v'abach perish demutu l'ra'ot k'day l'ra'ot d'var oneg. He said even to look at something like a statue, which normally is not allowed to look at. I mean, something which is prohibited to look at, the Magen Avraham just allowed because you enjoy it on Shabbat. So that this is a whole nother topic. This is a whole nother topic, but the Magen Avraham just allowed it, the Taz won't allow it, others will attempt. Well, again, there could be problems in terms of idolatry, I mean, of a proper statue. What? at all. So he just allowed something that you're not allowed to look at during the week. He said, oh, but if you enjoy it, then that's allowed. So this is a very surprising point to the Magen Avraham. We're not getting into that. Mishnah Berurah 20, in source 22, this is Sifkat and Vav, this is very important. V'chein l'ra'ot, and you're also allowed to go and look at something. Pirish, shekol adam mutar larutz kedei l'ra'ot davar shetan agbo. Every person, now, you notice I underlined it and bolded that. Why? Because not just Bachurim then. I mean, even though we saw Bachurim, he says every person can do it. Why? Because it's oneg for him. So there's something, somebody says, oh, you know, the Queen of England is up the block. Are you let her run up the block to catch a glimpse at the Queen of England? If for some reason you want to. So what would the Mishnah Berurah say? Yes. Apparently he would say, yes, if this is something which will bring you oneg Shabbat to do this, so yeah, he'd say, he goes, right?
When Diana died, the Levi was on Shabbat, right? And the cow passed through Hendon going to Greek. And all the shores, any stripe, all walked to the street, the road, and then rode.
But they didn't run.
To look.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
It says here Lirot, and I want to tie it to Lishmoa, and the example that was given before, I remember some very Dutchy people in Kutz Laaretz who used to have a time clock to put on the Metropolitan Opera on Shabbat afternoon because they were crazy about opera. The question is there a distinction between Lirot, Lishmoa,
Yeah. I think that to listen to the opera on Shabbat would be fundamentally asur. And I don't know any possible reason to allow it. But as I said, on a time clock. But as I said, if you want to see the sources on this, right. So you want to see the source on that. Yes. That you can. Look at source number 26 in the Shaar Tzion. The Shaar Tzion is the footnotes of the Mishnah Berurah. The imratz v'kavanato kedei shiye ta'uv le'echol. You're running because you want to build up an appetite. Mimogen Avram mash mktzat disharif. And the Mogen Avram, it sounds like it's okay. Achen b'taz ita behedu la'asur v'af t'tamo mishum deritza gufa l'chshiva dayin tanug v'af v'imkein l'fi ma desovrim harbe achronim b'zeh delo kataz v'meila shari gam b'zeh. So he seems to go in this direction against the Taz and say, no, you should be allowed. He does hesitate at the end. Kevin deritza the hulut tzarech achila shehu oneg Shabbat. Shehi oneg Shabbat. Mikol makom einu mivurar leheter. He says, I'm not completely convinced tefsher demashu oseh pe'ulot kedei sheyeh ta'uv lachol hu bechlal refu'ah. Maybe it's close to refu'ah. This Shaar Tzion, as I told you before, does not concern me all that much, but he's right. Once you put the health issue into it, but there's a difference between doing something which is healthy versus doing something for refuah. And even the case of refuah, the Rambam, perspiration, and so on, that was a medical treatment. Right? A person who goes walking at night, that's not a medical treatment, they're doing this in order to keep, you know, get their heart pumping and to get the blood moving, and they're doing this basically because they want to stay healthy, not because they're doing any kind of real medical treatments over here. And as I said, it seems to me very clearly that to build up the appetite is like the Magen Avraham who allowed it, and he says the Gros seems to allow it, and so on. And this hesitation doesn't bother me all that much. Just quickly, the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 28 writes, you'll notice, again, what I bolded, what my point was there. Ulechein misha etzlo hakfitzav murtza l'ta'anug kigon otan bachurim hamisachakim. So therefore, again, bachurim just becomes an archetype, an example, but it's not saying that only bachurim are allowed to do this. There's a long, not long, there's a short tshuva in the Melamed Lahoil. Melamed Lahoil is Rav David Zvi Hoffman. He was the head of the Beit Midrash, the Rabbanim, in Germany. And he generally is pretty mako, but over here in this tshuva, which he's asked, look, the nishalti ishari turanin, which is German or Yiddish for training, Latamel b'Shabbat Kodesh. So let's keep in mind his question is one of general exercise on Shabbat. That if a person's enjoying, a person enjoys what they're doing, then you
turn in means to turn.
Could be. He had a whole paragraph in Yiddish at the end. Okay. He had a whole paragraph in Yiddish or German. I couldn't tell what it was that I cut out at the end where he really went into discussions about training. Next where it's underlined, Mikol Makom, Bimakom Shekfar Nahagubo Isur, Lorit Siti Lahater Mikamatamim. So he says theoretically it's allowed, but then he gets quote unquote firm on us because he says that it's not really done in the Jewish community. So he really feels a little uncomfortable allowing it. He even brings the Rabbeinu Hananel about doing exercise, if you remember, which says that you can't litamel. So he says, oh, that's exercise. He goes, well, maybe there's a source you can't do exercise. Even though Rabbeinu Hananel was doing for the intention of perspiring, and it sounded like the Rambam. He quotes the Magen Aharon. So a lot of the sources over here from last week. Let's just get to the very end, where we had the case of walking because you're going to get hungry. Amru nira dizadafka ba'achila dahana hilo, al kol panim imechazek b'ze mizgo, aval b'mitamel d'toreach et atzmo, af she'en lo b'michush, v'kavanato rak lechazek mizgo asur, which again is, I think, some kind of a training or gymnastics or something like this. So over here, he is strict. But again, most of the sources he's bringing where he's strict goes back to the sources that we saw last week from Hit Amlud, which is very interesting because we had a lot of sources that were saying, no, you're allowed to run. So it seems to be that a real workout, exercise workout, is what bothers him. And again, let's keep in mind, Rabbeinu Hananel was the one who said that you can't really do a proper workout. But if a person's not doing a proper workout, so we have to, again, be a little bit more careful. So let's...
What if you're running in a
tougher routine? It may come down to whether you enjoy it or not. It may come down to whether you enjoy it or not. If you're enjoying it, so then it's very difficult to say it's not allowed. It depends. Okay. Look at source number 33. Mashma Lahedya, this is the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner, who is the Posek in Bnei Brak. Mashma Lahedya, B'dirak Kahegavne Iker Isuro, Midivre Kabbalah, Ela Dechazal Gazru Gam Al Stam Ritza Kedumukach B'Shasu Poskin. So he will go in the other direction. You know, that running is not allowed. Mishum Denira Karatz Larviach, Shekin Derko, Bechol, Larutz Kade Larviach, V'histam Ritza. But then the question he was really asked, are you allowed to run when it's raining outside? He goes, yes, you can run to get out of the rain because no one's going to think you're going running to do business. So he says, that's certainly right. Which also comes to a consideration that I skipped over, but some of the Achronim bring in. And that is, you know what, let me just see if I can find the Mishnah Brewer that said that, because I'm... Part of the consideration is going to be, is it discernible what you're doing?
Well, you're running and someone thinks you're
walking. Okay, I don't see it right now. The Mishnah Brewer said that. Here, look at source 25. This is important. Did we skip that?
Yep.
Ah. Why'd you let me skip it? Look at source 25. V'chein mutar l'tayel. Right, that was the continuation of the Rambam. You let it run. V'chein mutar l'tayel. Afilum kavanato lehitamel, which means walking with the intention of exercise. Ulehitchamem, mishum refuah, which means, this is interesting, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the only thing which is prohibited will be running when it's very clear that you're doing it for exercise, but walking? Mikol makom shari kevin delo muchachamilta sha'osa kein lerfuah. That if you're walking, people won't look at it that you're doing it for refuah, so therefore it's something which is, by definition, a power of or neutral behavior to walk. So even if your intention is that you're doing it for health purposes, he says that's allowed. Aval asur larutz kedei sheyitchamem lerefuah kedei demuch milta. Just one second. He thinks, there's certain things which are healthy. So he thinks that running is something which people must be doing by definition for some kind of health reason. So therefore, he's going to say people looking at it will think that you're doing it for refuah, therefore it's not allowed. But walking, even if your intention is for refuah, you're allowed to walk on Shabbat, and therefore, even though that's your intention. So again, that's the Mishnah Berurah thing. So therefore, the way that people looking at it becomes an important part of the consideration. Let's get to a bottom line here. Or actually, we can get maybe even to two bottom lines. One is in source 36, the Kaf HaChaim. The reason I'm bringing the Kaf HaChaim is because after I prepare these things, I like to look up and to see what other people, if they've said anything about it. Especially, it intrigues me, the popularization of halacha as it gets to the internet. Somebody actually is trying to convince me to do a whole research on this. But here I have a nice shir that I'm not going to mention who it's from. If you find it, it's good. He writes, he quotes the Kaf HaChaim, and he gives this as his bottom line. This is his conclusion from all this. There is debate among the halachic authorities as to whether one may take a leisurely stroll on Shabbat for medical reasons rather than for enjoyment. Now, what did we just now say? Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah said you can. The Eliyarabah held such works are forbidden. The Magen Avraham, however, allowed walking for health reasons, since it's evident while one walks that he does so, since it's not evident, which was really where the Mishnah Berurah got it from. Halacha follows the leading position of the Magen Avraham, thus one may walk for health purposes on Shabbat. This applies, however, only to leisurely walking. The Kaf HaChaim emphasizes that running for health purposes is forbidden on Shabbat. Thus, one may not jog or run on Shabbat, neither for enjoyment or for exercise. Again, so he just now said the only thing you can do is leisurely walking. Right? And where did he get it from? He got it from the Kaf HaChaim. Besides the fact that the garments generally worn during jogging are not appropriate for Shabbat, the act of jogging itself is forbidden. Then at the end he writes, this discussion relates only to adults. Children may be allowed to run as part of their enjoyment of Shabbat. So he understood the Bachurim are only children. So question, is that true? I don't think that's true. I think he's absolutely wrong about that. And I think we saw the Mishnah Berurah thinks that he's wrong about that. And I think that all the sources would disagree with him, except for maybe one, which is probably a misunderstanding. But let's first look at the Kaf HaChaim. He writes, V'chei mutar l'tayel. You're allowed to stroll. So that could be your leisurely walk. Pirush, kavanato lehitamel ulehitchamem. Your intention is lehitchamem. If your intention is lehitchamem, that's not a leisurely stroll. Right. I'm just saying, my point is, it's just very easy to quote somebody else, somebody, and just hope they don't look it up. Because he says, Pirish kavanato letamel ulitchamem, bekachav al asur larutz kedei letchamem. So now, imosel refuah. Asur larutz, old pump. Asur larutz kedei letchamem imosel refuah. One second. And what if you're running and it's not letchamem because you enjoy it? He didn't prohibit it. Which means his conclusion here, only a leisurely walk will be allowed. Look at the Kaf HaChaim, is very nice, except the Kaf HaChaim didn't really say that. He said the only thing you can't do is to run if you're doing it for refuah. So again, it's just fascinating how people can go and do this. Source 34 and 35. Contemporary.
Because it's the same words as the Mishnah Berurah.
They're both taken from the Magen Avraham. Source 34, Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata. Now here's where it gets confusing. In the beginning of this chapter, chapter Tet Zion, he writes, Kol hadinim hamavurim b'perek zeh amurim l'gabi yiladim shelamata megil bar mitzvah. Everything in this chapter is about kids who are less than bar mitzvah. Okay? Now, the only problem is that true about every single thing that's going to be in this chapter. Later on in the chapter, by halacha mem, he writes, Mischakei ritza kvitza tofeset machbuim mutarim v'chein mutar l'kvotz b'chevel, aval hitamel asur. So what does he allow? He allows everything except for real hitamlut, whatever that is. But now, if I say that halacha mem is qualified by halacha aleph, then it's only for children. In footnote kudvav, he writes, v'im nehenem min ahitamlut, but if you enjoy hitamlut, yesh loma d'shari, shamati migurim of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Which means Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, anything which is going to be enjoyed on Shabbat is allowed. My conclusion on all this, first of all, I think it's lav dafka. The fact that it's in this lav dafka, I'll explain exactly what I mean by that. The fact that he wrote this in this chapter, and that was the first law, means that most things in this chapter are going to be talking about children. This particular law, there's no reason for me to assume it's only children. If somebody's 15 years old and they enjoy running around like a lunatic on Shabbat, again, it could be that we should try to be mechanech them in order to do things which are more spiritual, like the Shloss said. On the other hand, to come and to say it's prohibited, I just don't see where the prohibition was. And again, the Mishnah Brewer said, kol adam. Again, which point did he say that on? To run to see something which you will be interested in, which again is one step removed. It means you're not even enjoying it at the moment. It's going to bring enjoyment afterwards. So, what is our conclusion for the topic? Let's just look at the title then. Are you allowed to walk on Shabbat? Yes, you can walk on Shabbat. Are you allowed to speed walk on Shabbat? That's walking quickly and you're doing it for exercise. Your foot on the ground all the time, it's not running. There's not a prohibition against it. If you're really enjoying yourself when you're doing it on Shabbat, but Shabbos clothes, I do think, are more of a consideration than I've brought in this whole discussion. I do think that's a point. I think that if a person goes and switches to non-Shabbos clothes for any of the activities, I think you've crossed a boundary right there, because then by definition, it's not a Shabbos-type activity, which maybe sounds funny, because I think that the clothing over here is more important than all the other considerations, because I think the other considerations, we really had an opening. Again, it's very difficult to argue, based upon the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, it's very difficult to argue that if you enjoy running, you're not allowed to run. Very difficult to say that. Now, would a 15-year-old kid have any problem running in Shabbos clothes? No, have no problem. And by the way, I think it's problematic. I know a lot of parents, especially in America, do this. In the morning to go to shul, they wear these fancy clothes. And in the afternoon, they switch to other, you know, regular clothing. That's a problem. I think that's a problem on Shabbat. Which, right. I think there's a... Right. So I think that there's a problem in that. And I'm putting more emphasis on the clothing. To say that it is prohibited to run on Shabbat where there's no business angle in mind is absolutely against, just one second, is absolutely against the source that the Shulchan Aruch rules like. The Shulchan Aruch ruled like the Sefer HaMitzvot and ruled like the Kolbo. And what did they say? They limited the prohibition of running to business concerns. That kid, business concerns is the last thing on their mind. So therefore, it's very difficult to just come and say it's not allowed. On the other hand, you know, again, the Malam of the Hole was interesting. Something which no one ever did, I don't want to allow, I don't want to change the spirit of Shabbat. That's a meta halacha consideration, but that's a good consideration. That's something that we need to take in mind, which means if you're going to ask me, do I want to be quoted as saying you're allowed to jog on Shabbat? No, I don't want to say you're allowed to jog on Shabbat. I don't want to say you're allowed to run on Shabbat. But if somebody's going to ask me, are you prohibited to run on Shabbat if you enjoy running? I can't say that. I can't say that it's prohibited. So therefore, if somebody's going to tell me that their absolute oneg of Shabbat is to go for a walk or even to go for a run, so that becomes almost an absurd conclusion that I've come to, that yeah, you can run, but you have to wear your Shabbos clothes, so maybe I ruined the running for them. But on the other hand, I don't see where, according to the, you know, the real halachic conclusions here, I don't see where you can say that it's prohibited to do. On the other hand, you also can't destroy the Shabbat. So therefore, for it to be Oneg Shabbat, it has to somehow fit into this Shabbat. So the person who says, I'm going to go for a walk in order to build up an appetite. So what did we see? Again, the Taz had a problem with it. What did we see? That's allowed. You want to know about sneakers still?
Sneakers
depends on what is done in that community. If most kids wear sneakers on Shabbat, then I cannot prohibit kids from wearing sneakers on Shabbat. I can't tell my own kids not to wear sneakers on Shabbat, but I can't prohibit it in terms of halacha, because many Israeli kids will wear a white shirt, right, a nice pair of pants, and they wear sneakers. That's their nice shoes that they have. mean, one of my sons tells me I need a pair of shoes. I need a pair of shoes. So I'll say, okay, we'll buy shoes. She goes, no, not those kinds of shoes. He means sneakers when he says shoes. I goes, no, those are sneakers. He goes, no, these are shoes. So maybe this is a language problem that we have. Just one more second. She wants to know about a ball. A ball, I won't speak about. A ball is actually a little bit more problematic because there's all kinds of things about Yerushalayim being destroyed because they played ball on Shabbat and there are midrashim like this. A ball is a little more problematic. Just one second. I would be, kid over bar mitzvah, I would be much more hesitant about ball. Even under bar mitzvah, I would do more so in terms of a sense of chinuch. Let him run around, let him do other things, let him play. But just, you know, to have a regular bowl game break out, I personally think is more problematic, but I'm admitting here that this is somewhat of a gray area because it's not, why is it gray? Because it's not black and white, so therefore it's gray.
But it's only for his kids.
But it could be owned, but I'm saying there are objective issues in terms of bowl. Okay. I will speak on another occasion about scooters and bicycles and so on and so forth, but not today. Don't learn anything from the colonies.